schooling was, well, almost non-existent in a way. We used to go to school, but down the bottom of it was Benfleet School. There was only one school then. Did you know that? You possibly did. That was the one in the High Road. We went there, but of course, from 9 until the age of 14, the war was on. And we spent more times in the shelters than what we did in the classrooms. And if we went home to lunch, which all of us did, the teachers used to say, if the warning goes while you're at home and the all clear doesn't go before 1:45 or 2 o'clock or whatever, don't come back. Well, of course, we hoped it didn't we? If you like.
So were there many air raids during the school day?
There was plenty of activity. We didn't get a great deal of not during the daytime so much. We did have one instance, and you may have this recorded, about 8 to 8.30 in the morning, I think it's in here, a lone Messerschmitt came flying across from somewhere, nobody seemed to know where, train pulling out of Benfleet Station, and he tried to shoot it up. And the bullets were flying across the High Road over the station. I can't remember whether anyone got hurt. I don't think they did, but I know one went through the top of a man called Fred Toovey, who used to sell papers in the hut at the end there. The names of the people stagger me these days. People laugh when I say about Shuey Shepherd and Fred Toovey and all that. They were just people of the times. Mari Nunn, the local hairdresser, used to have my hair cut there for sixpence. Irish lady. Oh, I'll tell you a story about her later on when we get further in. But and then, of course, at the age of 14, out you went. You were finished at school. You didn't. We did. We were given the opportunity, and a considerable number of us did, to go up to Hadley School in Church Road, and take an examination. Obviously to progress further. What I can recall of that was the outcome. After a time, I don't know whether I probably wouldn't have gone anywhere because I wasn't that much of a scholar anyway at the time, but after a time I vaguely remember the headmaster calling us into the assembly hall, all of us, and said, I'm afraid I've got a bit of bad news. There weren't enough places for the children in the county or in the area to go into, so they decided in their wisdom, instead of taking one here, one there, to withdraw one school, and it happened to be ours. So none of it, as far as I'm aware, no one went. That's, if my memory's not playing tricks there, I think that's true. And so, of course, got to the age of 14 and left school. That was really as far as you went in those days. But my two brothers, there's a picture in there that of my brother Stan, who got killed, and my brother Ken, sitting in the playground of the school in School Lane, when it was there before Benfleet School wasn't open until 1927, I think, the High Road School was opened. They're both sitting in here, in there. I can show you that picture. I haven't got that many photographs, because those times, although there were cameras, you only took pictures if you went on holiday somewhere. And we were lucky in as much to go on holiday, because my father being a railwayman in those days, and Margaret's father was as well, my wife's father, you got three passes a year to go anywhere, you and your family, to go anywhere on holiday. Is that right? And we went to Wales, we went once to the Grand National. My father liked a bit of racing. He was a country man, hunting, shooting, fishing and all that. And it was part of his life. We had two dogs at home. They were his dogs. He used to take them shooting and all this and that. I won't find that at the moment, but I will find it before we get to the end. And you've made a note there, but I'll show you that picture.
Did you spend all your school life at Benfleet School?
That was the only school there was.
You didn't go to a senior school?
No, they were building. They started to build Shipwright School before the war, as you possibly know. The war started and they stopped. Some parts of it, I think, were completed. But they used those parts of that school, as far as I can recall, for wounded to come back, who were brought back as a mini hospital sort of thing, or a hospital of some description. And it wasn't finished until after the war.
Okay.
And you possibly know that the end Essex Way was called the End Way. It goes up past the Anchor, used to get as far as Norwood Drive, stop, finish. Now, it was only after the dates, I don't know, the council know, they're possibly in here, they decided to build Essex Way up the hill, because we used to toboggan down from the trees up on the top there on the left. There's a copse of trees there now. All of that shrub that's there was never there, it was grassland then. We used to toboggan down there, right the way down, finish up at the end of the End Way. We had some wonderful times in the snow up there. And there used to be crowds of us out there, because I don't know, your mind plays tricks, but we used to seem to get a lot of snow in those days, tremendous amounts of snow. We get the occasional one, nothing like I don't think it did then. I can remember 1946 when the road was, 46, 47, when the road, the snow and ice didn't go off the high road for 6, 7, 8 weeks. It was packed down, you know, like a skating rink. But they built the Essex Way, and then there's some houses right on the top left-hand corner. As you go up there, there's 4 or 5 houses. We had one instance when a German bomber came over. I don't know whether he was going on his way back or got frightened or whatever, but he dropped his bombs. No, I believe what the story was, he saw the Essex Way and thought it was a runway, because it was cement coloured. They painted it, so I understand, because it was shown up quite in the moonlight, because these aircraft used to come over in the moonlight. It was moonlight days. And they dropped the bombs, and one or two of them went in the tennis courts behind the houses at the top there. Now, possibly John may have said something about that. It may be on his record. But I can remember that. I mean, they used to, all of those sort of things used to happen. You get the odd one or two, like I said about the chap, the one that came across and tried to shoot up the train. But we thought the war was great. You know, I mean, we were out looking for shrapnel and shell nose cones and all this and that when we should have been in the shelters at home. But that was in those days, it was fun up to a point. It's a strange feeling.